Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew here tonight. Brian, Nick, Kelly, Scotty. What's going on tonight, fellas?
Yo.
Living the dream.
You too?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Man beef over here.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. Well, welcome into one of the fastest growing podcast, we were just notified, in the country. Top 1%.
Say what?
It's you official. Are in country, early, baby.
The country or the world?
Oh, it was the universe, actually, I think.
Oh, no. Okay.
Big time.
No, that was pretty
big
cool. Time.
That's big.
Those of you who have been with us early on, you were watching greatness blossom right before you.
They're watching a train wreck, and you know it.
I'll remind you, we are experts of nothing. So, all right. Well, you guys ready? It's Kelly's episode tonight. Kelly, you how long you been thinking about this one?
Since we started.
Really? This yeah. is one you've always kind of wanted to
always,
write?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Or participate in.
Okay.
Okay.
But I would have smashed you guys, so it's a good thing that I wrote it.
Okay. That gives me a little bit of a
That is not true, but I feel like I would do very well in this episode.
Okay. Well, good.
That I wrote, that I knew.
How are we going to do, do you think?
I think you guys will do pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm guessing I'm winning score. I'm thinking 8-10.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Okay.
Ooh, perfect score alert
on the table.
On the table.
Wow.
So you guys are going to disappoint me highly.
Yeah. Probably fours and fives.
All right. Well, sit tight over there. We have a question of the week to get to, and I believe Scotty's got it for us.
Yep. Came to us from Jennifer K, and she wanted to know if animals can talk. Now, first of all, Nick, I don't know if you know this, but animals cannot talk.
Prove so it.
I feel like we have to explain that.
How do you prove that they can't talk?
Exactly.
It's been proven. Yeah,
exactly. Has it?
Anyway, if animals could talk, which animal would be the rudest and why?
The root, like
the rudest.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, I got mine immediately, and it would be a goose.
Okay.
Oh, those birds are mean.
They are mean.
They don't care. They will stare down your car on the road.
Is this like a I'm too good for you kind of angry, or like a thuggish, it's, like bully it's, type it's of angry?
Threatening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Kangaroos. Aussie accent. They like play. They play in the. They act like they're in the water,
they're
drowning
like
to bring
bar
dogs.
Fighters.
To bring dogs in the water, and then they grab the dogs and drown them. So if they could talk, they would be.
Is that
very
real?
Mean.
Is
yeah,
that what they do?
It's a thing.
That's cool.
And that's cool. With an Australian well, accent, and I think they just box and kick and.
Have a Foster's in all times.
Yeah, wink a mate.
Oh, this is something I have never thought about.
Yeah, I'm trying either. To think of.
I don't know, I feel like, you know.
Cartoon portrayal.
Maybe a peacock. Maybe something that could be jerks.
They're definitely divas.
Yep. Yeah. Huge ego.
High maintenance.
Yeah.
Huge ego. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that. I'll go peacock.
Peacock feels like they would be high maintenance. You would. Buying something and they wouldn't like it. Like it would be the wrong.
They just hand it back to you.
Yeah, it'd be the wrong brand.
Oh, or, you got me this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They'd say the name of it.
Yeah.
Apparently, Scott took the question as if you were dating an animal, which one would be a pain in your ass?
Why are you buying them presents?
Peacock's kind of attractive bird, right?
You know, you're doing playing your cards right. BQ, you got anything? Over
yeah.
There?
Well, this question has kept me up at night.
Oh yeah, naturally.
My first thing was house cat.
Oh yeah,
because they're just
the devil.
They're always plotting your murder. Always at all like times.
They're awesome.
Assassins.
They're just like little lions.
So yeah,
freaking
so
cool.
I'd say either that or the hyena.
Oh
yeah,
I feel like they're you know got a smart mouth on them.
Oh, they get a little bit lippy.
They laugh at you.
Exactly.
Definitely sassy.
No, if I'm with you on the cat for sure. I do not trust a cat.
Never.
At all.
No.
Unless
no.
you get one on your side.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go with a fox, and it's going to be this passive aggressive. Okay. I am so much better than you.
Sly, it's maybe?
That, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Wow. That's what I was. Yeah, right?
I think the fox. All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
We got a t-shirt code coming your way. As a matter of fact, if you would like one, all you got to do is send us a question. You can find us at our email, theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. All the socials, our website, you can leave us a message. In fact, on our website, new feature, you can leave us a voicemail. So you can go ahead and click on it, leave an audio message. And
that's what happens when you're in the 1%.
There you go, baby.
We'll have our team check the email for us.
Yeah, I would like a whole group of fans to call in and Just be mean to Scott.
Oh, that'd yes. be nice.
I might even
play some
offer more t-shirts.
Very sarcastic, like very condescending.
Maybe we can make 5'7" blow up like 6'7".
5'7". That's pretty good.
That is good. Anyway, find us. If we use your question on air, you're going to get a t-shirt code, and you can rep your show here, man, in style. There's some great merch out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Ray?
Yeah. You guys ready to deliver? To hear the topic?
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm. The topic mm-hmm. is nothing to be that intrigued about, but it's Greek mythology.
I've written an episode on this. I
know you have.
Too scared to deliver it to you guys.
That's not good.
You've done your research.
It was 8 to 10?
I'm not even playing. This was like August of 24 that I wrote this.
I know. Episode. I know because we talked about this when we first started doing this. Not much intro into the Greek mythology. I mean, it's a religion, obviously, to explain life's mysteries and the just the dynamics of Greek mythology and the topics and the characters. It's very extensive. So to me, writing this episode, it was either going to be fairly easy or extremely hard because once after the basics, to me, you get into a lot of different characters and sisters and gods and
sisters,
mortals.
There's a darker side to this whole thing too.
Yeah, it's very Freudian, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
I do not feel good about this at all. No. And it sucks that you've already written this episode.
Yeah. I thought most of you guys will do well, but I could be wrong.
I think you're right, though. I think there is a defined line where if you stay above it, most people are going to do pretty good, and if you go beyond it, then you're in the
I tried to stay lower 10% on the easier end of these.
Ooh, easier to get them confused, I think. It'd be
with long. Roman?
Yeah, I think you get a little... Okay.
Some crossover?
Yeah. Now, in 8th grade, I took a Greek mythology class. Okay. But for clarification, that was 1989. So
a couple years
ago. I don't think I remember anything.
B, I think you and I are screwed again. Yeah.
They had school in the 1900s?
Yeah. Way back then.
It's my favorite thing to say now. This is 2025.
All right, brother. We ready for the bail?
Sure.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on Greek mythology. And Kelly will be your host. Here's how it works. He's going to read a question. We will write our answers on our whiteboards, and when he says reveal, we will have to show our answers. If we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, that is where the real fun begins. We got our cheers beers ready to go. Pro-Am, who do we have to thank?
Thank you, Andrew. Before we start, I want to give a quick thank you to tonight's Buy the Crew Around donor, Stephen DeWitt from Dallas. We really appreciate you supporting the show. Let's raise a glass to Stephen. Tonight, we're toasting with Don Pablo from the 7th Tap Brewing Project in Shreveport. It's their Mexican lager, so it's crisp, clean, and really refreshing. Cheers, Stephen DeWitt from Dallas.
Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Nice job, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Don Pablo sounds like a tequila.
Yeah, bottoms up. Well,
cheers, boys.
Maybe not. That's a big, tall can. Mm. Ooh, that's really
That's
good.
Not bad at all.
Very nice.
What do you think, B?
That's pretty good.
You're the beer man.
It's pretty good.
It's
very lagerish.
Yeah. Yep. We'll keep sipping on that one as we go. We did engage with Steven, and he did make a recommendation, but we've been yet to find it here in the Midwest. He's from Dallas, as you mentioned, and it's a pretty local beer. So, Steven, we're going to find one, and we'll give you another shout when we do.
Absolutely.
All right, K-Ray.
All right, let me get my pen and pad out as I'm the only one who actually physically writes my trivia.
Such a dinosaur.
Are you got a 1900s. This is a 1400s. I don't know.
I just used the Apple Pencil.
Well,
nice.
Fair point.
I like it.
Still technology. All right, we're going to start the trivia off on Greek mythology. Question number one. Who is the king of the Greek gods? Layup.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I think. One would think. How are you guys feeling about
the king of the Greek gods? Yeah.
The king of the Greek gods.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got it. If I'm right,
you already wrote it down.
Name this. Yeah.
Took a shot.
All right, I think everybody has an answer down. Let's go ahead and reveal our answers.
Oh boy.
Everyone has Zeus, and Andy spelled it wrong.
Zeus.
Zuez Canal.
Zuez. I every time I think of Zeus, I think of Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Really?
My name's not Jesus. Oh. It's Zeus. Oh. Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. And I do have a rooster on the homestead named Zeus.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He's the leader.
He is the boss.
He's the king of the roosters.
Yeah.
Zeus, king of the gods, wields thunderbolts, rules the sky, and embodies power, justice, and swift punishment for oath breakers, often testing mortals in disguise, but also known for his many affairs, fathering heroes like Hercules and gods like Athena, making him a complex figure of divine authority, unpredictable temper, and a familial drama where he lives.
Freudian.
Very much so.
Nick, you respond. I know exactly what you were thinking when he was reading the flavor text.
What? That he used names that I can't use?
Yeah, you're like, your name and all the gods
are going to be answers now, and we know those names. But that's not true, maybe. You know?
No, you never know.
You still got to know who they are.
That's right.
You guys ready for question two?
Sure.
You're going to have to be. Who rules the underworld in Greek mythology?
Underworld.
Their version of hell, I would imagine.
Oh, that's a helper. I appreciate you saying that.
Not necessarily. It is the underworld. I believe everyone goes there.
Yeah.
In Greek mythology, I think.
Don't remember.
I'm not really sure.
I'm having trouble coming up with the name.
That makes it tricky.
Yeah. Rules the underworld.
I'm having trouble coming up with the answer.
Like, I know who it is.
If I knew it, then I'd know it.
It's one of our favorite things to say here, too. Once I hear it, I'll know it. I say that too often.
Be on the bingo card.
It's true. It's a true statement.
Very true.
Trying to help you out, Nick. I was giving you time, but
I know.
What are you doing there? He's like,
I'm
like a curveball.
Because I've seen movies and I know who the character is, and I just cannot grab the name right now.
Give you a 10 count. Talk it through.
Oh, frustrating.
Kind of fun.
I'm glad you're enjoying this so much.
We need video.
Yeah, that's right.
I cannot think of the name. Go ahead.
Let's go ahead and reveal, guys.
Dang it.
Scott with Hades, Nick abstains, Andy with Hades, and Brian with Hades.
Think of it. It's Hades, I assume.
It's Hades.
Yay! We got it right.
That is the correct answer.
Then I started thinking hot is Hades, and is that a place instead of, you know, I don't know.
That's probably the only two I'll get right, so, you know, whatever.
Hades is the Greek god of the underworld, ruler of the dead, and god of wealth. I didn't know that about him. He's often depicted as a dark-bearded, somber king with symbols of the helm of darkness, a scepter, a cornucopia, all things I did not know. But
wealth thing, I've never heard that.
Yeah, why? Is that bad? Like, you're not supposed to...
Maybe
I've never heard that. Maybe greed or something?
He takes over...
Money's the root of all evil.
The wealth that...
There you go. Maybe that's what
that... The wealth that the dead leave behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dang it.
Sorry, Nick.
That's all right. I'm sure I'm going to do it two or three more times by the end of this episode. It's kind of my thing.
You guys ready for question three?
Let's do it.
What is the name of the three-headed dog that guards the entrance to the underworld?
Oh, man.
Dang.
It has a name. It's often one of the things depicted with Hades is his three-headed dog.
Man. Scott's got a freaking leg up. Harry Potter over there.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Dang.
And there are mythical creatures in Harry Potter.
Yeah, there are.
We need multiple choice.
I thought about doing that for a couple of these, but
that would have helped me.
I thought it was too easy.
Yeah. Read the question one more time, please.
What is the name of the three-headed dog that guards the entrance to the underworld?
I honestly have nothing.
Nothing.
I can't. No. Blanking hard.
Can't get there.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
What about the three-headed Roman dog?
Is there one of those, too?
I don't think so. I have no idea. Knows?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and reveal.
All right.
Scott with Cerberus. Andy with Cerberus. And Brian says Three Dog Night. Great band.
Awesome. Yeah, that was great.
Okay. The actual correct answer is Cerberus.
What did I write?
Cerebus. But I think it's closest. I know what you guys were.
I have no idea the difference of what you said.
Okay, it was not the total mind blower.
You said
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Oh, okay.
But it was that the second E should not have been there, you're saying?
C-E-R-B-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
Cerberus.
Yeah. I had B in mind.
That's way off.
And bus.
Samsonite.
But no, I think... to me, those. I knew what you guys
meant. Buddy.
The intent.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
It's only going to get worse.
Cerebus doesn't ring a bell at all. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there a three-headed dog in Harry Potter?
Yeah, Fluffy.
That's garden something.
His name is Fluffy. Are you kidding me?
I did not know it, but I thought when you said it, that I'd at least recognize it from mythology.
Yeah.
But I do not remember that at all.
Doesn't ring a bell.
That did not ring a bell at all. No.
Dang.
All of my knowledge is from Clash of the Titans.
Well, there you go.
I'm trying to reference it. Like, I was thinking of, was it Ralph Fiennes?
Yeah.
You know, I could saw the character.
Talking about like the 1981.
Okay. Yeah. With the weird owl.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what you're referencing, actually.
Clash of the Titans. Ooh. The original.
I mean, I understand the movie. The I don't know the movie.
Oh, okay.
Cerberus is the monstrous, multi-headed dog from Greek mythology that guards the entrance to the underworld, allowing the dead in, but preventing anyone from escaping, symbolizing the boundary between life and death. Usually depicted with three heads, a serpent's tail, and snakes for the mane. This vicious offspring of Typhon and Echidna was famously subdued by Hercules in his 12th labor.
Wow.
Hercules.
Those are the stories that you get off the main characters, and then there's way too many.
Yeah. It's so deep.
So,
wow.
That's question three. We'll start getting on to question number four now. Which god controls the sea and earthquakes?
This is where the Roman and Greek, this is where I get real unsure all of a sudden.
Say it one more time.
Which god controls the sea and earthquakes? Amongst other things. They all have a litany of things that they are.
I don't feel like those are related either. Like on purpose?
Geological events, maybe? I don't know.
I believe a lot of.
It's a breeze.
Since the Earth is covered in 70% water, a lot of earthquakes happen underwater.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that is a connection.
I don't know that the Greeks knew that.
Yeah, I don't know if they knew that, but I like it.
I don't know. Maybe they knew a lot of stuff.
They were seafarers.
Pretty much invented math.
I'm terrible tonight. Oh, man. I know this.
Which god controls the sea and earthquakes?
Get your head out of your tush.
I can't.
Come on.
Oh,
Kelly,
man.
Kelly, smack you around a little bit.
Maybe. Dang it. I got bad brain fog tonight, I think.
Yeah,
seems so. Real bad. Oh, man.
You changing, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it five more seconds.
This is aggravating me so much right now.
Take another drink of Don Pablo.
Oh, man. I'm just going to have to get hammered tonight. That might just be my best bet.
That'll be fun.
We still have Malortin there.
Tune in to next week's episode if you really want a good
time. I know his son's name, and I cannot. I just can't come up with it. This is so frustrating. All right, go ahead,
man.
Have
to reveal.
You know, it is what it is. Oh,
we got Scott with Poseidon, Nick abstained.
I didn't abstain. Andy, I didn't know. I couldn't think of it.
Andy with Poseidon and Brian with Poseidon.
I could not get Perseus out of my head.
Perseus.
Yeah. Son of a gun. I'm going to...
And that's the thing. Like a lot of these, if you know vaguely the characters run together, you're like, could be this guy.
Right.
Could be that guy.
Poseidon. Man, this is frustrating me. At least I'm not going to offer. I mean, I may crap the bed completely this whole round.
Yeah,
the rest of the round.
You got Zeus.
At least got Zeus.
Yeah, you're good there.
All right.
Dang it.
Question number five.
You got nothing to tell us about Poseidon?
Sure, I can tell you about him. I mean, he's the god of the sea and earthquakes.
This episode's going to be done in 10 minutes.
Poseidon, a brother of Zeus,
is
obviously the god of the sea. Temperamental god of the sea, earthquakes, storms, and horses, wielding his mighty trident. I was going to give you a clint there. I don't know.
I was thinking about the trident and everything. I just could not.
Also protector of sailors and creator of the magnificent creatures like another creature. I'm going to abstain from saying his name.
Gotcha. Yeah, I follow you there.
He's known as the Earthshaker, a moody, vengeful force who punishes heroes like Odysseus, creating perilous voyages, but also grants gifts like the first horse or saltwater springs, making him complex, unpredictable deity tied to both destruction and sustenance.
Destruction.
Yeah.
Well, that ended up being a whole lot more than I was expecting.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot.
He's on your ass now.
That was as deep as the seas that he controls, I'll tell you that.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah. That's a lot of acreage to cover.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, that's question number five.
Is it really?
Is that five or is that four?
We're coming to five.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I was getting ready to
check
five.
You should have a paper over there.
I'm great at this.
Yeah. You should number them in your notebook.
This is our first episode tonight.
They are. Question
sure
number five.
Dip your pen first.
What monster with snakes for hair turns people to stone if you make eye contact with them? What monster with snakes for hair turns people to stone if you make eye contact?
I don't know how to spell it.
Neither do I, but...
He didn't know how to spell Cerberus either, or Zeus.
Yeah,
or Zeus. That's a good point. I'm a math man, don't forget.
I feel good about this one, at least.
Oh, good.
Good job, Nick.
Finally.
Is everybody...
A name actually popped in my head. I was right.
You're doing it.
Good Lord.
You're doing it.
Everybody have an answer.
See
ya.
Yeah. Right. Jaman. Let's go ahead and reveal. Brian with Medusa. Everybody has Medusa.
Hey, I spelled it. That's right.
Are they all spelled correctly, too?
They are.
Except for you.
No,
except for mine. I did M.A. I think I went M.A.
You have Mama Medusa.
Mama Medusa.
Medusa.
Not a lot of people talk about Mama Medusa.
No. Nope.
Not as much as they should.
Medusa is a famous figure from Greek mythology known as one of the three Gorgon sisters. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
No, nope, I did not.
Nope.
With snakes for hair.
By her maiden name.
Snakes for hair and the power to turn onlookers to stone with her gaze. Originally a beautiful maiden, she was cursed by the goddess Athena, often depicted as a monstrous woman, and was eventually slain by the hero Perseus. Nick, there you go. You knew one of them.
Oh, I knew a name.
Who used a mirrored shield to avoid her petrifying stare.
I do remember that.
So that's Medusa for you, and that's question number five.
Woohoo. Hey. Well, before we do the score check, here's a word from our sponsors. All right, from worst to first, shockingly, I'm in dead last with two.
Wah, wah.
Hey, you got two. All right, I got two. B, you're in the running. You got four.
Nice.
And Scott and Andy. Neck and neck, five for five.
Down for real.
Five for five.
I feel like Kelly's going to drop a hard one on us somewhere.
I hope so, yeah.
You know what?
Or okay. We're going to brain fart it, and we're going to pull a Nick and that's just be like, also oh, very I can't possible. Remember.
Could you guys do that like four or five times in a row for me?
I mean, maybe.
Great idea.
Like, just
great
give idea. Me just give me a shot.
But then you can't do it,
yeah.
Is the problem.
Well, that is a big problem.
That's valid. That's valid.
Why don't we institute something new, like... Maybe just whenever somebody writes an episode, just give me a heads up. I'll do a little bit of studying that way. You know, I stand a chance.
Brian, you going to do that for him? You going to give him a heads up?
No.
I didn't figure.
We can enroll you.
I have the least amount of wins. I'm not helping anybody.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Cutthroat.
Listen, I give you one, you give me two. We'll talk about it.
Figure it out.
Get back into it. Question number six. What is the name of the winged horse in Greek mythology?
Oh,
what is the name of the winged horse in Greek mythology?
Oh, man. I don't know one of the letters. You'll get it.
Phonetically?
You'll get it. That's right.
So there's A, that one. B. C.
I only know 25 of the letters. Okay. I can't help you.
Let me know when I get to the one you don't
know. You only know 25 of the letters? What about the other
22 letters? Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. B, struggling over there on this one.
I
want to feel confident, but I don't.
Yeah. You don't feel confident.
Well, at least a name popped in my head. I got that going for me, which is nice.
I'd really love to talk about it.
We'll discuss that.
I'd really like to know what letter you're missing.
You don't have to help Doc on this.
No, that's true.
I feel like he's pretty locked in on this one.
Feel good about that one.
Yeah.
I mean, so far it's all from the movie Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, which I haven't seen.
Oh, okay.
For the record.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll give you a hint. It's not going to help you, but I had a pair of shoes in junior high named after this character.
Nice.
That could help.
Could.
I know that.
It's not going to.
Oh, wait. Give me another second then.
1001. Give you a five count.
I had Zips, but I don't think that was a mythological character.
Zips?
Kids?
Reback pumps? And
Velcro.
Velcro.
Ruth. Jordan was...
Scott didn't learn how to tie his shoes till he was 12.
Yeah, right.
All right.
You got nothing to do.
I'm going to know when I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
One. Sure. Reveal. Scott with Pegasus.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Andy with Pegasus, and Brian couldn't miss it. Brian has Mr. Ed. The famous.
I thought you said Mr. talking horse.
I didn't know if the U was man. A U.
Should have asked me to read it again.
That was a great.
Oh, I gotcha.
I just couldn't come.
Air Pegasus.
It was right up. Yes. I even had the P, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, oh, I know. Yeah.
Were those one. Nikes?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
I still make them.
Yeah, they just came re-released.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The story of Pegasus, the winged horse, begins with his birth from the neck and slain of who? Does anybody know? Anybody know? Anyone?
Mr. Ed?
Say that again?
Yeah.
It begins with his birth from the neck of the slain, this character.
Oh.
The flying horse was birthed from a neck?
From the blood of a...
From the blood of
a... I don't want to say a slain.
I'm worried if I say it,
it's something we've already had.
It's something we already had?
Hades? It's from the slain Gorgon Medusa.
Oh.
After Perseus cut her head off.
That doesn't jive with the movie, I'll tell you
no,
that.
No, not in the movie, yeah. They messed that up.
Documentary, I forgot.
Yeah.
He's also emerging with his brother, Chrysaur.
Naturally.
Sure. That's then they fly away. He becomes famously tamed by hero Bellerophon, using a golden bridle from goddess Athena, helping defeat the Chimera, and creating the Hippocrene Spring with a hoof strike.
Yeah, that really brings back some memories.
I knew one name. Of all of those names, I knew one of them.
I think Chimera was the three-headed like Hydra, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Chimera.
How many things have three heads in this story? Come on.
Yeah, lots of heads.
Got a lot so many. Of, got an imagination.
Apparently.
Yeah, sure. Somebody did. Yeah.
That's it for the story of Pegasus.
Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
Right. Hey, we're still talking about it. Maybe they're not so bad. No, they are bad. Right. Kids, they're bad.
All right, question number 7. Which god served as the messenger of the gods? What was the god's name who served as the messenger of the gods?
Here we go with Roman and Greek. I knew it was going to come up some point.
Andy had a quizzical look like he had a question, but he can't ask it, I'm assuming.
You're not going to tell me. Good night.
Only one name popped in my head. I got to go with it, I guess. Just no confidence.
I can hear I can hear the syllables, but I can't put it all together.
What is the name?
So he's thinking
of the god who served as messenger of the gods.
I have a name, but it's wrong.
Okay. Doc?
The one I'm thinking of, I'm almost positive, is Roman.
Oh. Wish I had that problem. I knew assume it. I just knew so many names that it was too much in my head. I can't think of which one it is. It could be Roman, could be Greek. I'm so smart. You suck. God, you suck.
I'll just go with something here.
Yeah.
Above it. You're stupid for being smart.
Yeah. Where do you get off?
No, I'm going to change it.
Oh, take your time, Scott. We got all day.
Andy, you still thinking?
Yeah, I got a name down. I don't like it, and I still feel like I'm dancing around it.
How do you spell that?
Name. It's the wrong name. Yeah. What does it start with?
One of the 25 letters.
You with the 25.
Does everybody have an answer?
I'm kind of curious what letter he's leaving now when he keeps saying 25. Which one is he not counting? I'm just curious.
We'll find out eventually. All right,
I'm ready.
All right, reveal. Scott with Ares, Nick with Hermes, Andy with Icarus, and Brian with Prometheus. The correct answer, and we do have one correct answer, it is Hermes.
Oh, very nice.
As soon as I don't want to say what mine was. So Mercury was the name I couldn't get out of my head, and I'm pretty sure that's the Roman version.
Sounds way more Roman.
The equivalent.
Yeah.
So,
what'd you write down, Scott?
Ares.
Okay. I'm trying to keep some of these names in my head.
Greek mythology. Where did I come up with the word?
It does. That's a Greek mythology. It's a character from Greek mythology.
What is?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Prometheus.
I thought it was shot in the dark. Yeah,
The messenger of the gods and the conductor of souls to the underworld, Psychopomp,
Nice.
He is also widely considered the protector of travelers, thieves, merchants, and orators, and is known for his cunning and trickster nature.
What was the psycho?
What's pump? A psycho pump?
I'm assuming that's the
really cool punk rock band name. You know what I'm saying?
The name of the process of conducting souls to the underworld.
This should be a band.
I also have a rooster named Hermes. That's
a true story. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got two more.
Apparently, doesn't talk much.
Apparently that rooster doesn't message anybody.
Yeah. Good. Well, Nick, look at that.
Yeah.
We're all.
I'm actually in the running a little bit.
Yeah,
we got three questions left.
Yeah, you're back in it.
Questions left.
Okay.
All right. Question number 8. What is the name of the Titan that stole fire and gave it to humanity?
Well, Nick doesn't remember the Titans.
there it is. Fan. We'll allow it.
Just because it was appropriate.
I want to end the show right here on the highest note. That was beautiful.
What is the name of the Titan that stole fire and gave it to humanity?
Total guess.
What's throwing me for a loop is, sometimes it's, he says God, Titan now. I don't know the difference between all that. Titan, yeah.
The Titans are in Greek mythology. They were the race of gods that predated the Olympian gods.
Oh, okay. Huh,
how about that?
So the Titans are, I can't.
Like the ancestors?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Fire. I don't know.
No, fire. We'll get to that towards the end.
I got you.
So this Titan did what again? Gave fire to humans?
That stole fire and gave it to humanity. Only the gods had access to fire. And he was helping out humans.
Nice. Mm. What a good dude, man. Yeah. That's a game changer. Fire.
I have an answer. I don't feel it. I don't feel good about it at all, though.
All right. Does everybody have an answer?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and reveal. Scott has Prometheus. Nick has Kronos. Andy has Pyro. And Brian has a question mark.
I think mine was an American Gladiator.
Pyro.
Well, it was. Definitely was.
If somebody likes a
Kronos
put fire.
Is a good guess, though.
Brian, you were one answer too early. The correct answer is Prometheus.
Nice. Oh, wow. Well done.
Nice, Scotty.
The only thing I knew about him was he had something to do with fire, but I didn't remember that story.
So the story of Prometheus is a pivotal Greek myth about a Titan who defied Zeus to help humanity, creating them from clay, giving them fire, and teaching them arts, leading to a severe punishment. His punishment was being chained to a rock where an eagle ate his liver daily, only for it to regrow. Yeah.
With some fava beans and a nice candy.
Until Heracles freed him. His theft of fire, hidden in a fennel stalk, empowered humans but angered Zeus, who retaliated by sending Pandora to Earth, unleashing evils upon mankind, making Prometheus a symbol of rebellion, knowledge, and progress, albeit with consequences.
You're saying a bunch of words, and I understand them all individually, but when you string them together, they don't make a word of sense. What's a fennel stock?
I have no idea.
Okay. Pro-Am, what's a fennel stock? Look that up for
me. I guess like fennel as like the seasoning kind of fennel?
That's what I'm wondering. I want to know.
Like
fennel must
wool?
Be a plant.
Lanolin?
Yeah. It's a light gravy. You usually put it over veal. Nick, I thought you would know this as a cook.
Scott knows all kinds of gravies.
God,
we got a gravy guy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Pro-Am, what do you got? Fennel stalk.
A fennel stalk is the long, celery-like green stem of the fennel plant.
Oh, it is fennel.
Fennel.
It's the stalk, S-T-A-L-K. I heard S-T-O-C-K. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, like
spelling like matters, that. Norwood.
I didn't spell it. I pronounced it.
Yeah, you did.
Right.
I like
fennel. Context.
Like
there were context clues.
Yeah, that's true. All right, go
Not
on.
Not chicken broth.
So, after 8 questions, can we get a score check, Nick?
Sure. All right. So, worst to first, B, you and I have 4. Still, I mean, respectable, my
opinion.
Still a possibility. Andy has 6, and Scotty has, I guess we don't have a possibility because Scotty has 7.
Yeah.
Right. We're not in it anymore, but
I'm happy with 4. If I don't get another one right, I'm okay with it.
But Andy's in the mix still. Yeah.
Yeah, solid.
Bring it.
I'm still going to try to keep my average up. Yeah.
I didn't study a lot of mythology. I liked girls.
Hey-o.
Like Athena?
I liked girls who liked mythology.
Biology.
Question number 9. What is the name of the Titan who fathered Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades?
Oh, wow. Man. Nick was quick on that. You got that?
I don't know if it's right. I mean,
okay.
I don't have a ton of names in my head for this.
Yeah.
So for some reason I feel this is right.
Yeah.
But could be wrong. I'm probably wrong.
What is the name of the Titan who fathered Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades?
I mean, I have just like a little cheat sheet with just the names.
A family tree.
Yeah. Well, not even the family tree. Just the names. Like, okay, that could possibly be it.
Right.
Yeah.
You want an answer bank.
Kind of, yeah. Remember those tests back in the day? Like, you could draw a line, to connect the two.
Matching.
And match them up.
Multiple choice.
I think I'd have a way better shot at that.
Okay.
You want multiple choice.
I do.
It's like the kid's toy that had all the animals, and you'd pull the string, and it'd be like, Nick, the cow goes. Moo. That's what he wants.
You can turn that into a drinking game pretty easily, actually. Oh, yeah.
Everybody have an answer?
Yes, sure, sir.
Let's go ahead and reveal this.
Sorry.
Scott has Cronus, Nick has Kronos, Andy has Olympus, and Brian has Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, well done.
That could be one of the
three
of the 20,000. The correct answer is Kronos.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went back to that, Nick.
I did, yeah. Well, I think that's the only Titan I can think of at this point. Yeah. No. You spelled it way wrong. Kronos? What an idiot.
What a loser over there.
I'll give you the point.
Yeah, the correct spelling is C-R-O-N-O-S or K-R-O-N-O-S.
Is it with a C? You said or?
Sorry.
Yes, or.
Okay.
I never heard the name Kronos until there's a Percy Jackson series coming out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Oh, it's
and
been
like, here comes Kronos or whatever. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a whatever. And they talk about Kronos. I'm like, who's Kronos? Like, I was thinking it was from Marvel Kronos. What was that guy's name?
I was getting ready to say, I thought it was used in a Marvel. It's
Thanos. Okay.
Thanos.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of Thanos.
No. Yeah. I think the second of the new Clash of the Titans, what was the second one called? I can't remember. But anyway, Cronus was he was actually part of that movie, if I recall. Yeah,
Wrath of the Titans.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there is a Percy Jackson series.
Yeah, saying previews for it.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a Percy Jackson movie. Now there is a series as well, but there was one or two movies.
But it's just like the latest premiere for it where they show this, here comes Kronos or whatever. Yeah.
So the story of Kronos is a central myth in Greek mythology, detailing his rise to power by overthrowing his father, Uranus, or
Hey-o.
And his eventual downfall at the hands of his son, Zeus. Cronus was the leader of the Titans and ruled during a mythological golden age of peace and abundance before the age of the Olympian gods.
Doc, would you have known that if I didn't write Kronos the question earlier?
I would have guessed Kronos.
Okay.
That's like the only one I got.
But you had that in your head. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't help you.
Oh, okay.
I feel better about it now.
Okay. Suck on that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for the final question, number 10?
Yep. Sure, why not?
What is the name of the mythological home and palace for the 12 Olympian gods? What is the name of the mythical home and palace for the 12 Olympian gods?
Still just one answer?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Both of those are true.
Yeah. Okay.
The same place.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this?
I feel pretty good about it.
You better.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this known?
I don't know if I'm right, I guess, officially. Shoot, now.
Then it's
dang it.
Totally worth it.
It's too much time that has passed.
I'll read it one more time, and then everybody has an answer. What is the name of the mythical home and palace for the 12 Olympian gods? Everybody, let's reveal.
Nah, I feel all right.
Scott has Mount Olympus.
Dang it.
Nick has Mount Olympus. Andy has Pantheon. And Brian has Olympus. The correct answer is Mount Olympus.
See?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I thought you were going to say like Mount Sinai or something.
I had Pantheon and I changed it.
Dang it.
I wasn't sure about it because you said Olympians.
I changed it because of the movie.
That's just what they're called officially.
Oh, right.
I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But also the palace part threw me for a loop. Like, Mount Olympus makes sense. Mount Olympus, I get that. But I didn't know if the actual palace had it. That's a specific name.
Which is why I asked the question if there were two things.
Both of those places. Yeah. Are,
okay.
But
so
it's all
when I started wavering, Acropolis popped into my head. So that wouldn't have played.
80 million names in Greek mythology, and the place they stay in is also called Mount Olympus, that the place it sits on. I mean, that's just lazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Lazy.
It's a place that the people made it up.
The peoples.
People, they screwed it up again.
So Zeus lives on Mount Olympus, the highest mountain in Greece, which serves as the mythical home and palace for the 12 Olympian gods. With Zeus reigning as king from his grand throne at the summit, it's considered a heavenly, otherworldly realm where the gods gather, but it's also a real place in modern Greece.
Yeah, I was going to keep going with the line from Samuel L. Jackson, but it named two of those things. He says, it's not Jesus, it's Zeus. You know, father of Apollo, Mount Olympus. Don't bleep with me or I'll shove a lightning bolt up your orifice. Okay. I love that movie. Best Die Hard, by the way.
Nope.
That's about the Vengeance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is, too.
That would be the first one.
I disagree.
I will allow it as the second best.
Better.
It's my favorite one.
The first has the crown.
Yeah, I think the first one is the best.
Yeah. That's my preferred one.
Brian is so disgusted.
I'm a little sick this time.
He's not going to be friends with us anymore.
You guys want a score recap? That was 10, right?
Yes, that was 10. That was question, it's over? Question number 10. It is over, guys. Can we get a score check to see who won this puppy?
So, it ends this way. B, you end up with 5. Andy, you and I had 6.
Wow.
I was perfect at the turn.
You were doing very well.
No, he didn't.
I caught you on a subject I know jack squat about.
And he didn't get... You got Hades wrong.
I did. I should have known Hades. I should have known Poseidon.
Yeah, you should have been the second.
No, I should have... I definitely did not know the three-headed dog one. That one I think I know.
Cerberus.
Yeah, Cerberus. That one I would not have got.
Cerebral.
And I would not have got Prometheus. Yeah. That did get you. But... Yeah. Doc runs away with it with a score of 9.
9. It's very impressive.
Congrats, Doctor.
That's a solid score.
Doing well. Good job, Doc.
So with that, have you seen... So there's a Netflix show about Greek mythology. It's with Jeff Goldblum called Chaos. And basically, it runs the gamut of a lot of those stories. And it starts as you watch the series. Only one season. But it goes through a lot of the characters that I just mentioned. And you can kind of... It's easier to see the family tree.
You couldn't have recommended this a couple of days ago to me. Like, Nick, you ought to check the show out, man. You'll really like it.
That actually would have been super slick because none of us would have listened to you probably. No. And you would have been like, I warned you.
100% would not have listened.
Yeah. Dang.
So
could have told me.
Oh, well, with that being said, I just have a question for you guys. Like, do you have a favorite Greek mythology story or character or... Anything?
I do.
Some people may not at all because they don't care.
Because we don't know all the stories?
That's the thing. You know? It's the one I know the best, but it is the 26.2-mile run by Nike, I believe.
Is that Greek mythology?
It is.
To Marathon, which is why it's called a marathon. And
after Nike, the Battle of Marathon.
That's right. That's right. It wasn't Nike. He was reporting to Nike, maybe. I said it's the one I know the best. Clearly, I don't know much about it.
It's my favorite story. I know nothing about.
No, Nike, now I'm Nike's thinking the runner is the guy.
Nike's the god of victory. The runner has a different name.
He's got a cool name, though. It's like, I don't know. It's a cool name.
What?
It's a fantastic story.
Take your word for it.
All right. I'm checking out. I told my story. Your turn.
I don't know what to say to that.
Fidippides.
Do
you have a chicken named Fidippides?
No, I'm going to my next rooster, though.
Fidippides. Indubitably Fidippides.
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 I don't know if I really have a story. I really don't. I mean, I don't know well enough to even come up with anything to say it's my favorite story.
Are the sirens Greek?
The muses, this is the sirens, I believe so.
Sirens.
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay.
I mean, I mentioned the movie, I know, which isn't, you know, it's a combination of a bunch of stories, but yeah. I mean, I watched that movie on repeat when I was a kid. I was just fascinated by because it's, you know, it's sci-fi fantasy-esque. Obviously, the special effects don't hold up to today's. But at the time, they used that stop animation, which was so popular back in the...
Like claymation?
You would take like a figurine, like let's say a monster, and you just move it a millimeter.
Yeah, like Robot Chicken?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
But just not claymation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of the owl, do you remember?
Bubo.
Wow.
I couldn't think of it. I had to look it up.
Bonus point. He's running away now.
Just showing off.
That's right.
I mean, mine would have to be Prometheus, just like stole fire, gave it to humans, made humans out of clay, and just gave them the power that the gods didn't want humans to have.
Yeah.
And then his punishment, and he basically sat on a rock and had to get his liver eaten out by an eagle every day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're very sadistic. I mean, the stories are, you know, they have value to them, just like any other story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Teach well, there was lessons
the,
about
the
life.
One that had to roll a rock up the hill. And then
repeatedly,
yeah,
when he got to the top,
it just roll him over. Yeah,
I got nothing on that.
Atlas having to hold the world up. I don't know.
I thought about Atlas, but I thought maybe it was Roman. I don't know.
Well, thanks for making me feel stupid.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cheers.
Anytime. It's not that hard to do. Hey,
we tied. And I'm pretty proud of myself, to be honest with you. So
he only knows part yourself? Of the alphabet.
I said we tied, and I'm pretty proud of myself on that. So you feel stupid, and I'm pretty dang proud of myself on the whole thing.
So my feeling stupid is your pride. I get that. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't that make me feel great.
Put you on the guys on a different playing level.
But I haven't seen any of these movies you guys keep talking about.
Well, that's all I got for today, guys.
All right. Yeah, thanks good for episode, Kelly.
Yeah,
not bad. Not bad at all.
And and Doc, congratulations on another victim.
Doing well, Doc. You're doing well.
Yeah, you set the bar, brother. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave us a review. In fact, go to our website, leave us a review or even an audio review with that new voicemail tool.
Cool.
We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogowear.com. Through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.